All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and I got a special treat for you today. This is the first interview that I ever conducted. Yeah, way back in August 1995. It was originally done for Rogers Community Cable 14, and it was a great music show that we put together, and this was one segment. We had a bunch of different bands on there performing their songs live, and then we talked to them in between the songs. It was really cool to do, but I was so nervous doing this interview because it was my favorite band at the time, Super Garage. They are an awesome, awesome band, and I wanted to see if I could figure out how to turn a television show into a radio podcast so you could hear it along with the other excellent artist interviews I've been doing recently. So, without further ado, here is Super Garage from the interview I did in 1995. Enjoy.
What is going on? Oh, come on. There we go. Ah, perfect.
Welcome to a new season of Expose Yourself. Couple new changes. We got a new set, a new host.
And should be a good season. What do you think?
It should be a great season. Got lots of surprises coming up, so tune in every week.
Mm-hmm. And what's on the show today?
Yeah, I interviewed Super Garage. This was great. They put on a really good show. You're going to have to stay tuned for that. High energetic. It's excellent stuff. Hi, I'm here with Super Garage today on Expose Yourself, and we're going to start off with a tune by them. It's called Post-Teen Crisis. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
What a great song, I gotta tell you. Super Garage, thanks for coming down. Minus two of the members, unfortunately they couldn't come today. But Marco, I gotta ask, where do you get all the energy, man?
Pasta, lots of pasta. I make a lot of pasta, and even when I moved away from home and I lived on my own, it was the first thing I learned how to make was pasta.
That's cool. How do you guys go about writing the songs? Are you like the main lyricist? And?
Yeah. Yeah, myself, lyricist, Mike's usually the music, and it's not set, but it's usually music first. He gets me a tape, I play around with the tape for a while, get the lyrics to him.
Changes it all around.
Yeah, and I change it all around, give back to him, and then he changes it all around, and come to some form of an agreement.
All right, that's cool. You guys have a tape out now.
Yeah.
It's called Duct Tape, and how long have you guys been working on this tape?
I would say when, Mike?
February to March.
You got it.
Yeah. It's really good. I definitely recommend this tape. It's only five songs, but is it available in stores yet?
It's going to be soon. It's in a few, I think, stores in St. Catharines. Not yet Toronto, but we're working on it. We've just been kind of slow about it. At this point, it's been mainly the live shows that people have been picking them up.
Yeah, we'll have to keep a lookout for the Super Garage in a store near you pretty soon.
Yeah.
Well, I believe we're going back to another song. It's off the Duct Tape album. It's called Did It End? Super Garage.
We'll be right back.
We're back with Super Garage. So, I hear you guys are involved in a radio contest. Want to tell us something about that?
Yeah. Q107 has a homegrown contest that they've been having for about 16 years. Yeah. They've narrowed it down to 12 bands on a CD, and then they called us about a month ago, and they've narrowed it down to 4 bands now. Anyhow Town, Poor Get Fat, and Naked Planet are the other 3 bands. And we've got to play for the big prize 2 days from now, which will be August 29th.
That's great. Yeah. Fortunately, the show is not going to be aired before that, so people aren't going to know about that. But
we won.
Yeah,
just in case we won, even if we didn't, we won.
You guys put out a newsletter. Very comical. Very comical. I love this. You're coming out with shoelaces, goggles, and farm equipment. You guys put on a great show. Very energetic. Great live show.
Thanks.
I really like that.
Thanks.
I was wondering, what's the plans for the future of Super Garage? What's in store?
There's a lot.
Basically writing and playing. Yeah. You know? And hopefully more people will hop on the ride.
Yeah. The bandwagon?
Yeah.
What bandwagon we want to create? No, I there's definitely a lot more songwriting coming up. CD, definitely. We're working on getting some stuff on the internet and, you know, kind of dealing with talking to a lot of people that listen to our music through that. Video is going to be probably done for Post-Teen Crisis in September. And touring, we definitely have to get out there probably in the next couple of months, because the tape just came out and, you know, we really feel that we need to kind of explore Canada before we kind of jump to the States, so.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got lots to look forward from Super Garage. You guys have been together for a long time, haven't you? Not a new band.
No, not a new band by name, but a lot of different names over the last 10, 12 years. Mike and I started back when we were in grade school, like every band starts, but we just stuck with it a little longer than most, I guess.
That's great. So we're going to go to see another song by you. It's called Away. That's not on this tape.
No.
It's off your first album, but it's still a great song. So let's go to it and check it out, Super Garage.
Just one more drink, just one more drink, 'cause it's just what I want, like me. All the answers they got up there. you. I know you. You'll be there by my side. Here's to you.
Where does the time go? Boy, thanks for coming down from St. Catharines, guys.
You're welcome.
This has been a pretty good show. I love having you on. You're one of my favorite bands. I got to recommend it. Everybody out there in TV land, look out for this tape. It's going to hit stores soon. And check View Magazine to see when they're coming down, because it's one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
Thanks.
We're going to go to one of my favorite songs on this tape. It's called Accept You. And thanks a lot for coming down. This is Super Garage.
Thanks.
Everybody wants to be my baby. Everybody wants to be my baby. Except you. That tech, no jive. I don't like it if you try. I don't like to sleep while you're away. Wants to be my baby, and everybody wants to be my baby. Everybody wants to be my baby. Everybody wants to be my baby. We'll be right back.
And that was Super Garage, and you got a little update on the band.
Yeah, they were playing at that radio contest, which was last week, and I have news on that. They actually won it, which is great, because they get recording time and some money out of the deal, so we should be able to see some new stuff by Super Garage pretty soon because of that.
And you'll be most happy.
I will be most happy. They're just my favorite band, actually, I must say. If you have any comments about the show, you can phone us.
Or you can fax us at...
We have a fax number?
Yeah, right there.
We're high tech. Holy crow.
And that'll be it for our show. Stay tuned for... we've got a lot of good acts over the course of the season. And I've got a few more interviews, and I've got a few more interviews.
Until then, see ya. This has been Expose Yourself.
Bye-bye.
That was the first interview I ever had the pleasure of conducting, and it was pretty cool how it came about. I was volunteering for community cable television, and we put on this great show called Expose Yourself every week, where we interviewed local independent artists and had them play their songs live and talk to them and promote their music. And I've been working on the show for quite some time behind the scenes, doing floor directing and camera operator and whatever else they needed me to do for the show. And I saw this great band called Super Garage one day. I just stumbled across them. They were opening up for another band that I went to go see. And they put on such an amazing show. Marco, the lead singer, would jump and run around the stage like crazy. He had so much energy. And their songs were full of energy. And I just really, really loved the band. I bought their tape and their shirt that day. And I went home and I saw the contact information on the tape. I thought, I should get these guys on the show. So I talked to the producer at the time, and he said, great, you know, yeah, get them on the show, and you can interview them. I went, whoa, me doing an interview? I'm a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. He's like, no, it's your favorite band. You should do it. So I jumped on board, and that was my first taste of being an interview host, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, I really loved it. I got to interview some other great bands, and maybe since this podcast seems to be a success, maybe I'll be able to podcast some of those older interviews I did in the mid-90s as well. So we'll see about that, but I definitely am glad that I got to share this one with you. Super Garage are an amazing band. They put out several albums. The lead singer put out a solo album. Don't think the band's really doing much these days, but the Marco Solo is still doing some stuff, so you can look him up. And yeah, hope you enjoyed that, because I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. If you enjoy the interviews that I've been doing, make sure you go to chasemarch.com. Click on the artist interview page, and there you can read transcripts from all the interviews I've done, as well as download the podcast for free. That's right, for free. Why wouldn't you want to? A lot of great interviews on there, and check them out. All right, thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Chase March, and have a good night. Come on. Second Try off of Super Garage's latest album, Elvis Was Bigger Than the Beatles. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Have a good night.